The inaugural Pimento Conference took place in September 2019 at the Montcalm Marble Arch Hotel London for members, guests and clients, featuring a lineup of leading industry speakers and networking opportunities. First up, we heard from Stephen Woodford, and he's kind of a big deal. Stephen Woodford, CEO of the Advertising Association, you seem, from your speech, like an establishment figure, but also somebody who wants to challenge the establishment. Is that a fair assessment?
It's an interesting perspective, because I think we are a very broad church and I'm here to represent everybody. That's in a sense what our industry is about. It is a blend of the things that have always worked and a blend of the new and the technology and the innovation. In terms of smaller agencies, they are the sort of engine of growth in our industry. It's the innovation and the entrepreneurialism that keeps our industry invigorated, it keeps it fresh.
What advice would you give to a startup in 2019?
Three things. First of all, embrace technology. I would say second, don't forget what actually builds brands in terms of the engagement and the love that people have for famous brands. Okay. And the third, I think, is to be distinctive. You've got to work really, really hard on a distinctive proposition.
Thank you, Stephen. Well, I guess that's what it takes to start up an agency in 2019. But what happens further down the line? Step up Barry Dudley, a partner at Green Square, explaining what drives the value of an agency. Barry, can you sum up what Green Square sort of is and does in one sentence?
We help businesses get themselves ready for sale, and we then help them execute that sale.
Okay. And what sort of agencies are hot, so to speak?
The hottest agencies for us are the ones that are clearest on what they're doing. They've got a differentiator, something that sets them apart, that are run financially in a very strong way, and know what they stand for.
Thank you, Barry. It's great to have clarity on that. More from the headline speakers in a bit, but let's hear from some of the delegates.
So my name's Luke Fribbins. I work and own Cold Banana, and we're a .NET development agency based down in Bournemouth.
And what's been your high point of the conference so far?
The thing that really stood out for me was Barry's talk. Some really good insights into how to position your business, even if you don't want to sell.
Diana Rowett from Force24 spoke about unlocking the revenue-generating potential of multi-channel marketing automation, which is impressive because it's actually really hard to say.
Force24 came to life in 2009. It was 2011 when I joined. It was recognised at that point that we were in competition with some major players in the marketplace, but actually automation in the UK was pretty much unknown at the time. And it was inaccessible to a lot of companies because you had to have a big budget. And in terms of where we separate ourselves from the marketplace is in terms of the support that we offer. So that's as important to us. So it's all about getting data into our system, segmenting it into audience types. So many people send these batch and blast emails that have no relevance to their recipients.
Michelle Morgan spoke to us about the importance of mental health in the workplace. Her words really hit home for a lot of people, and we had a chat afterwards. I asked her what success means to someone trying to balance business with raising mental health awareness.
Oh, wow. What a question. Success for me has got to be, I wish there was a better word for this, because the word balance feels a bit trite. It feels a bit kind of chucked around too easily. But I think it is about the balance and blend that I need in my life to be happy and healthy. And happy and healthy equals success. Feeling purposeful feels like success. When I come out and meet someone and because I shared my story, or someone receives a pair of our pajamas and gets in touch because it's connected with them, those things feel like success. But also, we're about to be sold in Phoenix, and there are lots of things that make up success for me, but it's got to be a combination of happy, healthy, balanced, feeling purposeful, but also having a business that is commercially viable and sustainable, but not at the expense of my health and happiness.
Let's find out who else was out there in the mosh pit at the Pimento Conference 2019.
I'm Annabelle Dunstan, and I'm the founder of Question and Retain, and I help organisations to listen better.
And what have you most enjoyed about the conference?
I think my high point today was meeting a very stimulating bunch of people. So whilst the talks were great, it's the in-between bits where you get to reconnect with some familiar faces.
Back to the headline acts now. This is Nick Band from Pimento People.
Well, Pimento People is essentially a recruitment firm for the freelance market and the gig economy, which is designed to find freelancers work within companies, within agencies, and also to find staff for companies and agencies. We started at the beginning of the year very keen to ride the wave of the gig economy, and what's interesting is more and more people are going freelance. I mean, last 10 years, 47% increase in the number of people working as freelancers. And it's particularly apparent in the marketing and media sector, where there's been 111% increase.
A few words with Lee Warren, keynote speaker, author, and magician. Lee, did your interest in how magic captivates people and their responses to it trigger your interest in marketing?
Yeah, definitely, because they're the same thing. How do you get people's attention? How do you engage people? How do you get people to believe stuff? It's the same skill.
So with channels evolving all the time, how do agencies keep it simple?
We definitely live in a world where people have the attention span of a 3-year-old. Yes. And the memory of an 80-year-old. On a very rule of thumb level, if you assume that everybody you're trying to communicate with is very tired, slightly hungover, and has absolutely no interest in you, that forces you to clarity and simplicity in your message.
From magic then to AI, Kerry Harrison is the co-founder of Tiny Giant, who are using AI to drive new creative solutions.
Kerry, thanks ever so much. You come from a world of AI or a world of marketing. How did you come to meet in the middle?
I came from a world of marketing, so I've been an advertising creative for about 18 years now. I was just really fascinated by technology. I think I always have been, really. I was one of those people that have always just wanted to know what's coming next.
Okay, well, there you go. What is next?
We believe, obviously, at Tiny Giant that it's all about that fusion between people and AI or technology going forward. So I'd say AI is going to become much bigger in marketing.
So who else is knocking about the conference? Let's have a look.
I'm Steve Miller. I'm the membership and commercial director at PRCA. We're the world's largest public relations association. We represent the industry, fly the flag on behalf of the PR and comms industry, not only in the UK, but also in other parts of the world as well.
Okay, and what's been your high point of the conference?
Well, two things. Not only the content, that was stunning, but the people. I've already set up some nice meetings as a follow-up. I slipped off and had a great lunch with two agency heads.
There you go. Steve reckons you're all lovely people. To wrap up the podcast, let's hear from Stephen Knight, the host of the Pimento Conference 2019. Stephen, how do you think it's gone?
I've really enjoyed today. Some good feedback throughout the day from both our delegates, presenters, sponsors and exhibitors. We've got to a point where nearly 200 agencies and consultants now. They want to get together. We're a force to be reckoned with, and similar in scale and ability to the big groups, with the creative, entrepreneurial, energetic flow you get from smaller agencies. People who are passionate and do well in their particular chosen discipline and realise actually in order for them to progress to the next stage, they need to work with other people.
Pimento, the UK's leading independent agency network. One agency, many flavours. This podcast was produced by 212 Radio. Thanks for listening.